we're going to do this because, as Randy Simmons said, before we go spend any of the state's money, or ADA's money, which is the state money, we are going to be required to have all of the business arrangements, contracts, and so forth in place. In other words, ADA is going to make a loan. They're not going to give us the money and hope that we get paid back. So, you know, the industry, I mean, Lockheed Martin has 20 people working full-time right now on a partnership with Alaska based on what the governor asked them to do. And, you know, I think this just further adds a burden on top of what we're already trying to do. We're going to do this. We're going to more than do this. But I think it, I think this type of thing really limits our ability to secure proper business arrangements.
Well, yeah, unless I have further discussion, I'm thinking of the Cominco loan where they said, we are going to do this if you put the road in, if you put the dock in. And I can see maybe other requests by the state saying, well, we need a road now, we need a dock, we need something else, we need an airport. And so I just feel, I'm a dumb conservative individual, and I believe when free enterprise asks government for money, that free enterprise should be willing to show us how you're going to match us, not what you're doing in Oklahoma, not what you're doing in Georgia, one of the places, or in Seattle, what you're doing here in Alaska as a match. You may be able to come up with that easy. And Cominco finally did, too. So,
well, we don't anticipate having to build additional infrastructure. I mean, Kodiak was the number one fish seafood processing place in the world, and they have all the infrastructure. You know, we are going to secure the match through contracts and launches that we will use to pay back ADA, and we won't do that until those are in place. So it's not a field of dreams. It's just the opposite. So I would request that we not do this because we have all of this in place. And I'm a dumb conservative, too.
Well, I just wanted to emphasize that, too. The fact that the payback is in the contract, securing the contract.
Absolutely.
And so it is a payback, just like building the road to Red Dog finally went through when an agreement was struck that loan basically would be repaid. And that's what we're asking for here. And nothing will be built until those contracts are entered into that do provide the private sector payback of the money that
the payback made. Comes through use, just like the airports.
Shouldn't hurt to put it in then.
Well,
so you're saying the payback comes through the paying back of the $20 million, not the grant of the nine or the five.
Right.
But Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that the payback through use, those contracts would be construed as a 50% private enterprise match.
Not the payback to the contract.
I mean that. I don't think it would meet the.
Boils down to this. You can use well understood, already heavily utilized financing mechanisms that are understood by people in the financial markets, or you can go with Representative Martin's suggestion.
I'm ready to vote on the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Kelly?
I certainly don't want them to look at that provision and say, gee, there's nothing but a bunch of dumb conservatives up there. No.
Well, we're going to get some more testimony on the dollar amounts. And I don't think we're going to have it this afternoon. We'll schedule it as soon as we can. I don't think we'll be having finance this afternoon. I think we're going to go through the afternoon on the floor so everybody knows. unless we get through all the amendments before noon. We do have session at 10. So we'll reschedule this and the other bills whenever we can. So we'll be adjourned or we'll recess actually at this point for today and see if we can come back at 1:30 depending on what happens, but the indication I got from the speaker was we'd probably go through the afternoon. So we'll recess for now and try and get with everybody as soon as we reschedule.